I would like to make it very clear that it is untrue. We do not have foreign troops on our land. The rumors was manufactured that is spread by rumors mongers on social media.
This is not the first time this kind of information is surfacing. In 2013, President Kiir called for help from Uganda, and Ugandan troops were on the ground, specifically in Bor. Why would you deny their presence now?
Well, I'm telling you the correct information that I have here on my desk. Even the deputy spokesperson of UPDF came on air, making it very clear that they did not deploy here in Juba. And I don't see any reason why our people should keep on spreading rumors and believing in such rumors. Yes, it is true there was a deployment of UPDF forces in 2014. It was in 2013, sorry. But it wasn't denied. It was admitted. Yes, there were foreign troops on the South Sudanese soil at the invitation of the government. But this time we are saying we have not invited anybody. So maybe it is a charm of 2013 that the mixed people persist on spreading and believing these rumors.
Why did it take you long to clear the air on these rumors?
I did that last week. It is only that it was not picked up by international media outlets. But I did it to a number of local dailies, and I just repeated the same with a local daily today, shortly before you gave me a call. I've been clearing the air. It is only that, you know, these leading international media outlets did not pick it up. I'm sure once it is broadcasted by VOA, and then the air will get much clearer.
There appears to be a lot of misinformation going around the country, specifically about the alleged presence of the UPDF in South Sudan. Of course, you speak for the army and you're denying that UPDF is not there in South Sudan. Why would someone create such a story?
That would require a psychologist to answer, to know what is in the minds of the people of South Sudan. I'm a man, professional military officer, that state facts when they are facts. And if for some reason, majority of South Sudanese decided to be listening and believing in rumors. And we have a lot of people that do not wish our country good. And the only tool they are using is to spread propaganda on social media. We have freedom of speech. We have different media platforms that are being used by our people. And that's very sad. But we are here to clarify there whenever there is misinformation. But take it from me, a lot of people do not wish good happen in this country.
There was also another message that has been circulating over the weekend that the chief of staff, that is the head of the South Sudan army, has given the Ugandan troops in South Sudan 48 hours to leave. Was that coming from the command?
No. That's also another untrue story. To whom was it given, the ultimatum? To the alleged UPDF forces or to whom?
I don't want to give credit to rumor mongers, but this was a message circulating on various WhatsApp forum that the head of the South Sudan Army is giving Ugandan troops present in Luri 48 hours to leave the country.
There's another unstructured lie.